What's the best part about Disney Springs? The best part about Disney Springs is it is free. Free. Yeah, no admission costs. The second best part about Disney Springs is it's gigantic. Yeah, man. 95 shops, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. 95 shops, 60 places to eat, and 25 other attractions. That's what it say on the website. That's amazing. To me it is, I don't know. I guess it is where I grew up at. I grew up in a tourist city, but nothing like that. I wish Disney Springs was close to my house when I was growing up. I would have been there every single day. Because I wouldn't have been able to afford to get into Disney World. Just like I can't afford to get in there all the time now. I can go occasionally, like twice a month. But, I can go to Disney Springs all the time. So, that would have been a cool place to be able to live close to. Catch an Uber up there, or get a ride up there, drop me off. Leave me up there all day when I was like 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. That's way better than the mall. It is. Disney Springs is way better than any mall, I think, in the United States. Yeah, much better than the mall. So much to do, man. And when I'm there, I kind of feel like I'm in Disney World, minus the rides. Because it got the same kind of atmosphere, in my opinion. Not everybody's opinion, but it got the same kind of atmosphere, minus the rides. Same crowds, same stores, but the stores are actually better in Disney Springs than they are in Disney World, because it's more variety. Then, yeah, so it's a nice place. And then the nightlife ain't that bad either. Yeah, nightlife ain't that bad. I don't drink, but they got a lot of bars and places to hang out at night. Pretty cool restaurants to go fraternize, you know what I'm talking about, and mingle, stuff like that at night. So it's got a pretty good nightlife. And believe it or not, people do get rowdy at Disney Springs. Yeah, man, you might see a tussle every now and then, which isn't a good thing. I'm just warning you in advance. Yeah, you know, anywhere that is some liquor involved and people get drunk, you might see a fight or two. So, they get the squabbling up there in Disney Springs every now and then. Nah, I don't think there's no kind of clubs. Just bars, restaurants to serve drinks. They have live music probably every night. I think every night. Every time I go up there, they have live music. I wouldn't consider it the type of music I would listen to, but it's live. You know what I'm talking about? It's live, though. Yeah. It's a cool place, man. For free. I don't see how they can charge you to get in, but just like with everything, people find a way to make money off of stuff. I never drove up there. I always either get dropped off or I take Uber. Because I don't like messing with them park. I don't like messing with that parking lot, man. Plus, man, I live, we real close. I'm talking about super close. So Uber ride ain't up like $6 to get right there. Uber driver be pissed as hell. Like, yeah, that's why they be so rude to me probably every time. Where you going at? Disney Springs. Right around the corner? Yeah. Okay. That be it. They don't talk to me the whole ride. The ride ain't even that long, but either way, they don't talk to me. It's a nice place, man. It's... Yeah, it's expensive. Shops are expensive. Restaurants are expensive. It's Disney. But, it's still something to do. It's a way for you to get out and exercise, window shop, and find, let me tell you like this. They got 60 different restaurants, 60 different places to eat, you know what I mean? If you can't find the type of food that you are looking for in Disney Springs, then you're not looking hard enough. You feel what I'm saying? That's the same thing I say about Disney World, too. If you can't find the type of food you're looking for in Disney World, then you just didn't look hard enough. You got everything from Southern food to Indian food to African food. Yeah, you gotta be able to find it. Between those two places, I think they covered every type of food that you could possibly eat. If you're a vegetarian, you definitely could find it. If you're a vegan, you could find that. Whatever it is, you could find it. I think. What's the most I ever spent there, man? I don't know, not much. Because when I go, even though it's more shops than it is anything, I do go there for shopping. I have been there to shop before, but most of the time when I go, shopping isn't even the first thing on my mind. It's just to walk around and explore more than anything. So I don't even really think about shopping. I don't know. I don't have a number on the most I ever spent. Because, like I said, when I go, spending money is not what's on my mind. I suggest, if you ever visit Florida, if you just visiting Florida, now if you going to Orlando to go specifically to Disney World, obviously go to Disney World first, and then if you have time, check out Disney Springs. But if you just going to Orlando for a visit and you not putting Disney World in your budget, then definitely take time to go to Disney Springs. Have you ever been to the outlets in Myrtle Beach before? Think of that. Think of the outlets in Myrtle Beach. and then think of that on steroids, and that would be Disney Springs. Yeah. Much, much better. It's just, well, I guess it is much, much better because it's that, but plus more and more and more. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, man. It's an incredible place, in my opinion, man. I love it. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I get good exercise when I'm walking around. It's so big, man. I remember one time, I forgot what I was looking for, right? I was looking for a certain restaurant. And I was walking around and walking around and walking around looking for it. And for some reason, I must have read the little map wrong. And I asked one of the people that worked there, I said, where is this place at? She said, it's on the other side. Man, I almost cried. I said, it's on the other side. Because I had already been there for like 3 hours just walking around. Man, my legs was like linguine. Like noodles or something. I was thinking, ain't no way in hell I'm walking to the other side of the damn Disney Springs to find this restaurant. I found a bench and I sat my ass down and I just ate at the closest restaurant that was to me. Because I wasn't walking all the way to the other side. It's big as hell, man. Especially you done been in there walking around like 3 hours. And the stupid part about it is, on my behalf, since I had read about wrong, I had passed by the place. Well, not passed, right by it. But I was close to the place I was looking for maybe like 3 or 4 times. But I just didn't realize that it was right there. So by the time I realized where I was at, it was all the way on the other side. Yeah. While I'm talking about it, I'm about to go in a few minutes. Yeah, man. I'm off today. I'm about to go spend the day in Disney Springs, just chilling. What time is it right now? I'm gonna get there about 11 o'clock. And I'll stay until about 3 or 4. Chilling, man. I brought a little shop money, but I might not spend it. See, when I go, most of the time, I bring a little bit of money to shop with, right? But I be thinking, I'ma save this money. If I don't find anything that's worth my money, like, it gotta be really worth my money for me. What's the word? Frivolous. Is that the word? I don't like to be spending more money on just stupid stuff. I'm not a tourist. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a tourist trying to get, like, souvenirs and shit. So I'm not going to spend more money like that. So it got to be something really worth my while. And every once in a while, you come across stuff that is worth your while. I've been there lots of times, right? But it's 90 different shops, 60 different restaurants. I ain't been in all 90 shops before. So every time I go, I always go to a place I never been to before. And I might find something that I want, you know what I mean? And I don't want to not have the money on me to buy, so I always bring something. Not much, hell no, not much. I'm talking about, no. Man, if if I don't even, you gonna be like, man, you real broke. If I bring $100, then I feel like I brought too much. Hell yeah. That's it. $100. That ain't no damn shopping. Not nowadays. $100 might buy you one thing. Depending on what you're getting. Yeah, if I bring $100, that's it. To shop, to eat with, man, I always bring a little money to eat. That's, if I bring $100 to shop with, I bring a bowl. Because I be by myself most of the time. So if I bring like $100 to shop with, $30 to eat with, man, that's a good day. You feel what I'm saying? And most of the time when I come back, man, I done been there, like today, when I go, I'm gonna go with the $100 to shop with and $30 to eat with. And I'm probably gonna come back with $100 and $30. I'm probably gonna come back with $130 because I probably won't spend it. Because when I'm not hungry right now, man. But you never know. I might get there and be famished or something from walking in hot ass sun. And I might need one of these $7 drinks or something. Everything's expensive. But if you're smart, you just bring your own thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't need to buy a drink. I know how to bring water. Bottles of water is not, they don't tell you you can't bring bottles of water. About 3 bottles of water and I'm straight. But actually, I'm about to head out in a few minutes and I probably ain't gonna eat because I'm cooking me some food right now. And I eat at home. So I'm probably gonna come, like I said, I'm probably gonna come, the same $130 that I'm bringing with me probably gonna be the same $130 I'm bringing back. It's gonna cost me about $6-$7 to get there on the Uber. $6-$7 to get back. $14 trip. Yep. And think about it, man. I'm spending $14 for a good day. That's it. And I'm gonna have a great time, man. Fun in the sun. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Nah, I don't wish you was here. I wanna go by myself. You know why I like going by myself? Because most of the time when you go with somebody else, you running the risk of them complaining about some shit. It's too hot. You walk too long. I don't want to go to this store. This is that. Yeah. I don't like dealing with other people's opinions. Sometimes. I only want to deal with mine. Do what I want to do. You don't want to go in that store? I do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gotta confer with nobody or ask what they wanna eat or where do you wanna go. None of that type of shit when you by yourself. I do that on another day. But today, I'm just doing what I wanna do. Hell no, I ain't been in that damn balloon. Yeah. It's not that I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of Disney Springs. I'm afraid they don't know what the hell they're doing. That's what I'm afraid of. Especially when the wind be blowing sometimes. And to be real with you, man, it doesn't look fun. Just to go up in the air in a balloon and come right back down, they're not going nowhere. Yeah. They just going straight up and right back down. I mean, not right back down, but you know what I mean. Now, if it was a balloon ride that took you places, like, maybe, like, took you over Disney World where you can, like, travel, but they don't go anywhere. They literally go up and it's, like, tied to a rope or something, and then you come back down after a while. And it costs a good grip of money just to go up and down. Nah, I'm good. Now, you know what is cool? Those cars that go in the water. Yeah, the water taxis. Check that out. Check that out. I would not want to be the driver because I think when you're dealing with water that somebody could drown in, it's always an element of danger. So I don't want to put people's lives in my hands like that. But being a passenger is real cool. It's real cool. Yeah. Yeah, man, there's so many things to do, man. You gotta come check it out with me one day. Not today, though. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, today, I'm gonna explore by myself. But, maybe next week or the week after next, we'll go check it out together, man. I'll take you to a fine restaurant. You know what I'm saying? There's some real nice restaurants there. Yeah, man. We can eat good. Would you like seafood, crabs, lobster? What you want? You want a steak? Huh? You want some Cajun food? Some fried chicken? I'm telling you, man, you can find it. You can find it. You like to drink? Margaritas, tequila? Got it all. They got everything you want. Dance up. I heard that, man. I heard, but I ain't never seen that shit before. But I'm pretty sure it is a karaoke place, though. I don't know. I don't see no karaoke. I would, you know, the stupid part about it is, if I was with somebody, like, that I knew, I wouldn't want to do it. But if I was by myself, shoot, I'd be up there singing as hard as I can. These people don't know me. Yeah. That's the crazy part about me. I'm only embarrassed when I'm around people I know. Like, if I'm with my friends or I'm with my family, and I do something that's considered embarrassing, then I'm embarrassed. But if I'm around people that I don't know and that I probably never see again, I could give a shit about any of that. You cannot embarrass me in front of strangers. No. Nah. I'm never embarrassed in front of strangers. I'm only embarrassed in front of people I know. Yeah. Which is funny. But But that's how I always been, man. That's why I love to go. I love to go out of town. To go to places that I know almost, I'm almost 100% sure that I won't see anybody I know or ever knew or ever will see again, probably. That way I feel free, you know what I'm talking about? If I trip and fall and land flat on my face, then I won't be embarrassed. If I can't make it to the bathroom in time and I pee on myself or something. That's funny. Nah, I ain't never did that before, but it was just in case it ever do happen. I want to do it in a place nobody don't know me. I don't want to have to see the same. Is that pee, man? That pee done his own? Yeah. I don't want to do that around my family. They tell me every day, remember that time you peed on yourself? You know what I'm saying? I have to hear it every day. But if I'm around strangers, they ain't never gonna see me again. Bad part about that nowadays, well, not nowadays, but the bad part about that just in general is people recording. But